Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Well, happy Boxing Day or happy St. Stephen's Day, because that's what day it is today. In Tudor times, the feast of St. Stephen, the first Christian martyr who was stoned to death for blasphemy, was associated with bleeding horses and cattle in agricultural areas and also with hunting. On one St. Stephen's Day at the Inner Temple, a cat and fox were let loose and hunted with a pack of hounds who finally tore the two creatures to bits. Here is an account from John Nichols' The Progresses and Public Processions of Queen Elizabeth, Volume 5. This ceremony also performed, a huntsman cometh into the hall with a fox and a personet, with a cat, both bound at the end of a staff, and with them 9 or 10 couple of hounds, with the blowing of hunting horns. And the fox and cat are by the hounds set upon and killed beneath the fire. Oh, absolutely horrible, and I'm so sorry to ruin your Boxing Day or the Feast of St. Stephen by telling you something so horrible. Now, in the UK, the 26th of December is known as Boxing Day, and it's a public holiday. And the name Boxing Day is thought to have its origins in the 17th century, when apprentices and servants collected their annual tips or gratuities in boxes or earthenware pots. So that's where Boxing Day is thought to come from. But now let's have an On This Day in Tudor History event. On this day in Tudor history, the 26th of December 1546, a rather ill King Henry VIII made some changes to his will, a document which had been prepared 2 years earlier. These changes were made to ensure the successful transfer of royal authority to his son, the future Edward VI, and to prepare for Edward reigning during his minority, because Henry was dying at this time and Edward was just 9 years old. These changes to the will were made by William Paget on the king's behalf, and then King Henry VIII signed the will on the 30th of December 1546. The changes included changes to proposed titles and grants. For example, Edward Seymour, who was little Edward's uncle, brother of the late Queen Jane Seymour, was originally meant to be Duke of Hertford and his son, Earl of Wiltshire. But William Paget changed it to Duke of Somerset or Exeter or Hertford and his son, Earl of Wiltshire, if he be Duke of Hertford. There were also cancelled earldoms, which affected John Lord Russell and William Paulet, and a cancelled barony for Sir Thomas Arundel. The changes also included confirmation of those men who would form a council to advise little Edward as king during his minority. Another change was the addition of the Suffolk line, the offspring of Henry VIII's sister, Mary Tudor, as heirs after King Henry VIII's own children. The king died on the 28th of January 1547 at the age of 55, and his 9-year-old son, Edward, did become King Edward VI at the age of 9. But things didn't go quite as Henry VIII had planned, how he'd instructed. Instead of a council of equals advising the young king, Edward Seymour decided to take over as Lord Protectorate with the backing of most of the council. But that's for another day. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it, and don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.